Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
Blessed worship the Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Together we can pray for one another. Sometimes we're burden, and we come and we pray, and he lifts those burdens. And sometimes he just entrusts loved ones to bring us prayer that we may pray over them, how we can have the faith that God will hear us, and he gives us evidence. So we just tell you, Lord God, thank you. In the name of Jesus, let's go on it again. Praise the Lord. Anybody feeling his wonderful grace and his love? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come here to tell God thank you this morning. Anyone else hear me out there? Amen. Amen. A bit more. Not even in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. We thank him for his love. For his love this morning. His love that he gives us over and over again. We don't say enough about that. We experience it, but we don't say enough about that. Oh, hallelujah. We need to talk more of his love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His love, his grace, and his mercy. You know, we're in it so much in abundance that we don't just realize how much we are engulfed in God's love. We deserve justice. Some way he just keep on giving us mercy that it overflows. Hallelujah. Overflows up on us. Mm-hmm. Man, it overflows. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear someone.
Good morning, Red.
Top of the morning. Good morning. God bless you. I hear a little cheer in the voice.
Well, you know, I'm always full of the Holy Spirit when I come to the gathering of the saints, man. When I get on God's plan and there's men and women that's trying to go in the same direction I'm trying to go in, man. But that's doing that's worshiping God boldly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I just want to thank God that he saw fit to bring us together once again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. He saw fit to bring us together once again. He said to lift his name up, because we know if his name be lifted up, he's an all man and woman of goodness.
Yes, he will.
Rev, you mentioned a little thing called love today.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you mention that while I was waiting on my mic up. You mentioned
love. God. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today is something we call Valentine's Day.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, something we call Valentine's Day. They come up with, for us to spread love.
That's
when I woke
up
this morning, Rev, my little son came to me, and he said, Daddy, I got a Valentine's Day card for a classmate of mine, a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, what is that your friend? He said, yeah, that's my friend. And I wanted to give her a card and some candy to show love. Oh, help me hold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Reverend, okay. You hear me? You say love.
Yeah.
Bye,
bye, bye, bye. It's called love, man.
My.
2 months ago, real heavy, you was in that love thing. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might think I'll be in and out, but I'll be on you, Reverend. I'll be on you, Reverend, right?
Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My.
But it's something about his love.
Yeah.
You know, his love will chastise, but even after he chastises, he comforts.
Yeah.
You know, his chastisement, when you start to grow in him, you start to welcome his chastisement because, you know, he's just pruning you to be better. It engulfs us more than what we even realize. The love of God. God's love is so much engulfs us that we think it's us sometimes, but he's so humble with his love. And when we stop and we realize how undone we are and how his love just overflows and covers us with his mercy and his grace, but his love.
Yes, Lord.
His love. He taught us how to love. Songs of Solomon shows us about his love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Calvary shows us about his love. Oh, hallelujah. Every time you breathe in, and you're able to breathe in and exhale, it tells you about his love, the very breath. Hallelujah. That we breathe in his love. Hallelujah. Because if you go back in Genesis, we breathe the breath of life into us. Hallelujah. We became a living soul. It was all because of his love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, Reverend Henry and Brother Randy, you know, I know you probably got a nice little message for us. And I love when God uses the church, you know, when we all come on one accord. You know,
I mean, you can
have something in your heart and your mind, and God just change it, you know. But I might be wrong when I think about love now. I just want y'all to help me with it, Brother Randy. I don't know where you're going this morning, but I just want y'all to help me with it. See, when God put love there, he said, and thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. So he put some more emphasis with it. Then he said, then you should love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, these are the two greatest commandments of all. You know, so I want to ask you a question, Brother Randy and Reverend Henry. You know, we can look it up with somebody with some different kind of love. That's a feline love. You know, when you love your friend, you love your associate, somebody you love. You know, but that agape love. You know, I'm talking about that agape love, that unconditional love. You know. When you look at your babies, you know, and they can make you so mad, you know. Your wife can make you so mad. Your husband can make you so mad. And you just still see love all over them, you know. That's and I think God wanted us to do this here. That's why he gave it in Peter over there around the fourth chapter, somewhere 16, 17, verse Peter. It said that love hides a multitude of faults. You know what I'm talking about? So that love is more than if we give somebody some Valentine candy.
Oh, help me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out the way.
It's more than some Valentine candy in the car.
Well, watch this, Rev. Watch this, Rev. I was, see, you sent me in a different direction today. When you said
no, go with it, man. Hey, go with it.
I was reading over in 1 John at first.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hit both of them. But see, you put a little twist on it. You put a little sprinkle of salt on it when you just said what you said.
That's right. In the name of Jesus.
My God. The Holy Spirit never seems to amaze me, Reverend. I mean, when we come together, like the way we come together, and we ain't talking about us. I ain't talking to you. I ain't talking to Reverend Henry. I ain't talking to nobody. But the spirit, when you don't want a cage, don't want a core, Reverend, it makes the Holy Spirit just move in a mighty way.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading over in 1 John chapter 4 at first, but I'm going to read. The Holy Ghost telling me to read 1 Corinthians 13 first, right? This is all this is.
Uh-oh. Come on.
My God, my God. It tells us something. Paul is telling us something. You know I like the ministry of Paul, right? You know I love Paul.
Right.
Been heavy on Paul's ministry the last 3-4 months. It's just been I've been this heavy in Paul's ministry, Reverend Henry.
All right.
I've been heavy in Paul's ministry. I've been studying Paul's ministry.
Oh,
my God.
Mm-hmm.
You just sprinkle something on it with this, Reverend. And I want to pray a little bit first, but
it just
speaks volume on what you just said. Valentine's Day ain't about no candy, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Love
ain't about. Talk to me.
Just, you know, it ain't about no caring. It ain't about. You gotta love one another.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
And it's different kinds of love, like you said. Right? It's different kinds of love. But
yes, sir.
Before I get into the word, I'm gonna pray a little bit. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for bringing us all together, Lord. We thank you for giving us the desire to want to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Because, you know, if you seek ye first, everything else will follow. So I just ask that you just move, continue to move on God's plan. Continue to bless us. Continue to give us the increase, oh God. Continue to help every man and woman under the sound of my voice understand your word. Let them use it. Use it in their everyday lives.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I bless your holy name this morning, oh God. I ask that you just move right now. Show up and show out. Come on behalf of
Jesus
right now, oh God. Give us the desire to continue to want to serve you and worship you on a day-to-day basis, Continue to give us the appetite, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
or remove anything that's a bad taste out of our mouths right now, God.
Help us
to be completely submissive and surrender to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus as we speak your word boldly right now.
Yes,
Lord. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Listen what it read like. 1 Corinthians 13 in the New International Version of the Bible. It says, and you can get the King James too, Real. I know it'd be a little different than the King James.
You own something.
Give us a little something different than the King James. But
Version.
It says,
I
speak in tongues, Real. Listen to what Paul
said.
If I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am a resounding groan or a clinging cymbal. Listen what it says.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a gift of prophecy, help me over here, and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move a mountain, do not have love, I am nothing. See, I'm gonna park right there for a minute, man. Love thing must be serious. Help me, Holy Spirit. This love thing must be for real. This love thing must be something else, right? Because he telling us we can have a faith. We can have a faith that can move a mountain. Help me, Holy Spirit. We can have that much faith that can move a mountain. We can prophesize and we can speak in tongues, Reverend. But if we don't got love, we are nothing. That's how important to have love in your heart, Reverend Harry. That love thing, my God.
My, Reverend.
You did this to me, Reverend, right? Because you sprinkled your salt on it this morning. You put a little extra seasoning on that this morning. You put some Old Bay in the pot that this morning, right? You said that love thing ain't only about this, it's about that, and it's about this. So Paul's telling us, oh, I like Paul.
Yes,
Lord. I love Paul's ministry.
Yes, Lord.
I just love Paul's ministry, Reverend, because Paul laid out what he said. You can have that faith to move a mountain. You can do all these things. You can speak in tongues. You can prophesy. Oh, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you ain't got love, you ain't got nothing.
All right, now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on with it.
Listen to what it reads like. It says, if I give all I possess to the poor and give all over my body to hardship that I may boost, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is.
Oh my God. Love is, brother.
Listen to what it reads like. I got
Come on with it. Come on with
love.
It.
It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not boost. It is not proud. It says, it does not dishonor others. It itself, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love keeps no record of wrong, brother. It loves, love keeps no record of wrong, brother.
That's right.
It says love does not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. Paul's telling us a handful right here with this, brother. It says love does not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. It always the Holy Spirit. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails, he said, Reverend. My God.
That's right.
But where there is prophecy, they will feed. Where there is a tongue, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophecy in part. But when completeness comes, Reverend, when is the part disappear? When I was a child, I talked like a child, he said, man. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of a childhood behind me. For now, only a reflection as in the mirror. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then we shall see face to face. Now,
my God,
I know in part that I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now, these three remain. Three things remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Thank
God for the blessing of his word, man. That love thing, Paul just telling us something. He told us something, right? He told us a mouthful, right?
Yes, he did. Yes, he
you
did.
You can have all.
Yes,
if you don't love one another, you ain't got nothing. You don't have love. You ain't got nothing. Have you ever just met somebody that's just always angry and always mad and claim they don't like nobody? They just always in a bad mood, Reverend Harry. They just always they don't want to get nobody nothing. Always. My God. They don't have no love because they say you can be all these things or you can be you can be all these. You can prophesy to the end of the world, man. You can have faith that can move them out. But if you ain't got love, My.
Brother Randy. Hey, Brother Randy. You know, because I really believe if you love somebody you say you love,
you know, I don't get it twisted now. You go out there and buy your little flowers, you buy your little candy, you buy your little card, and you overwhelm them because the women and some men too, you know, they love that kind of life, you know what I'm talking about? But what if you are really, really, really love that person, it shouldn't be no one day. You know what I'm talking about? It shouldn't be no one day.
Come on now.
If you really love somebody, you know what I'm talking about? You know, like you show your family you love them, not because you're just a provider. You show them you love them because when they cry, you cry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
When they rejoice, you rejoice.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, and you know what? I just want to read this thing again, man, because maybe I'm misunderstanding this.
Come on, brother.
You stay where you are. You park where you is. And if you got something you want to put a margin there, put this in your margin. You know, you can put it in your print somewhere. And again, I said it again, but I'm going to back up and get the whole text of this thing. It said, above all things, right, have fervent love. My book said charity. Let me do that again. This is First Peter 4 and 8. He said, above all things, have fervent. Now, my book said charity, but that means love amongst yourself. Now, he said, for love should cover a multitude of sins. Now, we always quote that part, but we don't never quote that the beginning of that. When we say, above all things, have fervent love among you. See, that'll be some affection around this thing. Really? You know what I'm saying? We toss that love around like it. You know, a lot of folks can really expound on love because you got paralytic. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, paralytic say anything, Brother Randy. Until I make you mad, do you still love me?
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, will you still talk about you come for me if I made you mad, man? The Bible said, I know, Brother Reverend Henry, I pray for every brother still something for. I pray for. I'm saying prayerfully now. If I made you mad, you'll love me in spite of. You know what I'm talking about? Prayerfully.
Yeah.
This point where you're walking, how strong get in your walk. Now watch this here now, so I can stay here for just a minute. Because of our spiritual level, cause us to go to that other part where Randy was talking about. Don't get so mad. See, if you get mad, love will have you so that you can't even look at them. That madness will have you looking at a person that you love, you'll be so mad you can't stand them. But that's not love. Love is when that person hurts you and did something to you, you can pray for them. Oh, help me, Hope. That might be whoever despiteful use you. See, I look at love maybe different. I try to teach love that, you know how love is? Love is like God said it is. You should love me with all your heart, your strength, your might. You know what I'm talking about? That's how I look at love. I'm talking about when you look at him like that, he made it so possible, though. We can love our neighbor, Reverend Henry, but what about the ones that don't love us back? Oh, Henry.
That's right.
What about the ones sitting there talking about Brother Randy right now? Reverend Henry right now, you know. Can we still love him? You know what I'm talking about? Somebody said you sound crazy, man. You can't love nobody. Let me tell you something. When you turn your life around, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you allow the Lord God come in your heart with his son, because he told us how to love, because he showed love, because he went to Calvary. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Oh, I know I'm right about it. He didn't take no candy up there with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm going to get talked about, but he didn't take no candy up there. He didn't take no card up there. You know what he did? He took his body up there. Oh, yeah. And he let them nail him in his hand, man. I said he let them do this. Oh, I know I'm right about it. And he nailed him in his feet, man. I'm sure I know I'm right about that. And you know what they did, Reverend Henry? They messed around, lift our safety up. And he told them, if you lift me up, I will draw all men on this earth.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm talking about men and women. That's love. That's love. When a man lay his life down for a friend, that's love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me get out your women. I'll say this, Brother Randy. Let me tell you what I feel about this love. See, Jesus gave me something a long time ago. That's why you hear me say, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. I had I had some stuff in my heart. Let me tell you something. Now, here I go again. I had some stuff in my heart. I got a couple of people on that know what I'm gonna say. I had some stuff in my heart. If God didn't change, if God didn't come in my life, man, if I didn't change when I got out that penitentiary, I would have messed up. Randy, you hear me? Would have messed up. I would have killed somebody or then killed me once. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow.
He changed my life, man. He changed me to look at that person and love them. And I know they did me wrong. You know what I'm talking about? And I love them, man. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because you know why?
Oh, yeah.
You know why, Brother Randy? Because somebody loved me. I did them wrong, too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You got to see you wrong, man, before you start looking at other folks wrong. Let me leave it alone, man. You might get too much information.
Yes,
I think love goes farther than a piece of candy, man. That just means.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If my wife was set up for a piece of candy, I'd give her some every day. You know what I'm talking about? She like Louis Vuitton. She like doing it birds. She like to drive a blue car. You know, Brother Red, she like, Brother Red, you don't know, dog. Shoes. I told her one day, Reverend Henry, you got too many shoes. Well, I'm just going to buy this one more, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? If I could just give her candy, man, you know what I'm talking about? Then she probably won't have no teeth in her mouth. Let me leave y'all alone, man. Let me leave y'all alone, man. I'm gone, man. I'm sorry.
Where you go, man? Look what the Apostle John said about love.
Talk to
God. Dude.
Talk to
it. Look what the Apostle John said about
what
love.
Say to
God's
him,
love.
What
listen, what he like?
First John,
chapter 4, verse 7.
Okay.
I'm gonna start at.
All right.
It said, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Jesus said,
you
let us love one another. Love comes from God. It says, everyone who loves has been born of God and know God.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Can I testify for a minute?
There you go.
Jesus said something that touched me
in my
heart.
Don't testify.
I thought I was crazy. Help me, Holy Spirit. But always, you remember I told you about my incident where I died and came back, and had my problems and you know went to the hospital, I flatlined and came back. Well, I don't know if I ever told you or told y'all what it was from. Well, somebody decided they wanted to rob me one day, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Uh oh.
It was somebody that was close and dear to me, Reverend. My God. And tried to kill me, Reverend. Tried to kill me. And help me, Holy Spirit, help me. They tried to kill me, Reverend. And it was, as I lay on my hospital bed,
uh-huh.
That to me and said, your friend set this up. And I said, no, not my friend. My boy, love. Not my friend.
Yeah.
Come to find out, he did have it set up and he did have it done. But guess what, man?
Right.
I still love him.
Come on, man. Come on now. Come
Even
on.
Even though he tried to take my life, oh, help me with this Holy Spirit. Even though he
Come
tried
on,
to
man.
Take my life, I still love that brother. Right now today.
Come on, man.
I still pray for him, man. I still ask God to renew his mind, his spirit. I still ask God to cover him and keep him, brother. Right now today.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought when you just said that, Reverend, help me, Holy Spirit. I thought I was here for feeling like that. I thought I was. I thought I was supposed to hate this guy or to do something to this guy or to what, but I just want to love on him, Reverend.
Love on him.
I just want to love on him.
Hey, Brother Randy.
Because the word of God,
hey, Brother Randy.
They know not what they do, Reverend. They know not what they
but,
do.
But there's another thing the word says. He said, vengeance is mine.
My God, my God.
He said, don't repent, don't repay. Now, King James said recompense, but some other Bible said repay. He said, don't recompense, man, evil. Yeah, don't do that. He said, well, what you doing, I doing. Anybody say they're a believer of God? Now, this might sound real weak to somebody. They got a small mind. You know what I'm talking about? I said that. It might be something weak to somebody that got a small mind. See, well, a lot of people don't know, Brother Randy. Now, this is going to sound crazy. Now, y'all stay with me. Hold your seatbelt for a minute. Now, Jesus went to Calvary, and he went to Calvary. He got stoned. He got slapped. He got spit at.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he took everything with him. Now, he told us to turn the cheek, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. I believe from my heart, God knows I'm not going to let nobody slap me. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that now. Mm-hmm. If I can protect myself, I'm going to protect myself. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just being truthful now. Now, you walk up at me and hit me and swing at me, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to tell you that right now. Now, but I'm not going to be looking for you. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not going to be looking for you, but don't let the smooth taste fool you. You know what I'm talking about? Let me give you this right here, right? Let me give you this here for you can put this in your pocket. Now, I don't go looking for trouble. I run for trouble. Mm-hmm. I try my best to leave things alone because if I see it's escalating the wrong way, I don't know why we're here. If I see it going the wrong way, hey, man, I'm going to be a better man. I'm going to walk off. Now, if you come and grab me, just make sure you ain't forgot how to fight. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to try my best to walk away. Can I be real, man? Can I be real right now?
Yeah.
I guess we're on the back line. It's just you and I, you know what I'm talking about? Just don't grab me. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to try to go away. They can talk. They can say all they want to. Just don't put your hands on me. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm all right. You know what I'm talking about? You say what you want to. As I'm right about it, Brother Rand. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to take Brother Rand. Y'all keep praying for the preacher, man. I'm gonna try my best to protect my, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want nobody to get twisted. Now, we're not saying nobody walk up to you and hit you upside you. If you're going to protect yourself, if Brother Randy could have protected himself, he would have. He got shot in the throat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But God gave him something to forgive the brother, but it let let be truth be known that if he could have prevented, he would have. Is that right about
that? Oh,
him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Am I making it right? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
We're not looking to fight. We're not looking to shoot. We're not looking to kill nobody. But we're saying this here that we try to walk away. You know what I'm talking about? But when you have love, like you just read, the God love, you look at people knowing that that's God's child. You know what I'm talking about?
Because I can speak
for myself. I was a hooligan, man. I was a hooligan.
You know what I'm saying?
They say I wasn't that bad, but anytime you walk away from, when I say walk away from God, when you're not in fellowship with God and you're doing the other thing, you're heathen.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say that, Brother Red?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
When you're not acknowledging that he's your Lord, your life, you're walking with a heathen spirit. You know what I'm talking about? But you can be delivered. You can come over here if you have any hatred. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we got spies and Pharisees that look around. You know, we got Sadducees in today's 2022, right? Oh, I know I'm right about it. But let me tell you something while we're here. You told us you can prophesy, you can have knowledge, you can have all of this, Reverend Henry, but if you don't have love, oh, help me, Holy
Spirit.
That's
right.
You know, tongues going to go away.
Right.
That's what he told us a while ago. He said he's going to see, but you got to have love, man. And that love is more than some candy, brother. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's a spiritual level on everybody. I know it's a spiritual level on everybody, though. I admit that now. I don't condone the fighting. I don't condone the shooting, killing. I don't. But I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart so nobody don't get it twisted. You know, we're going to walk away. You know, try our best to walk away. I promise I am. Man, you don't care if you walk away. I'm praying when I walk away. Please don't touch me, man.
That's
what I meant with it. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? They used to say, hey, Reverend Henry, they used to say, don't put on Superman's cape, huh? Don't put on the cape. You know what I'm saying? Don't put on the cape. Let me leave y'all alone. Folks don't like the real talk sometimes. So, Folks don't like the real talk sometimes.
Got to keep it real. You know, you wouldn't be you if you don't keep it real. Yeah, I mean, that's real talk. That's just real talk. We don't want to be like the real ones. We get all knocked away. Listen, what's that? They're friends.
Yes, sir.
Let us love one another.
Uh-huh.
Love comes
from
God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and know God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
I like that. I love that.
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's me on this ball right here, Reverend. It says, this is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
I
it?
Like that.
That's right.
That's it.
This is love.
You don't know
this is what it really like.
Yeah.
Not that we love God, but that he loved us, sent his Son as atoning sacrifice for our sins, right? My God, it's going to be on this bone right here. This bone is seasoned, Rev. Oh,
that's it.
Listen what it reads like. It says, they're friends.
That's it, man.
It's God.
That's it.
So loved us. We also ought to love one another. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Not one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us. And his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm grateful that he gave us a Spirit. Right? It says, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Oh, help me. Do you believe it, Reverend? Oh, do you believe it? It says, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. Oh, I acknowledge today in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. This is what it reads like.
Yeah.
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love, man. Oh, whoever lives in love lives in God. Oh my God.
Brandon, I don't know if y'all ever look at the when I put the show together, right? And I don't know if y'all ever look at it. Every one of them statements I put in there, God is love. I've been doing that for over a year and a half now. God is love. I don't know if nobody ever caught that. You know what I'm talking about? God is love. See, if we express God's love over here, man, we're gonna do? We're gonna cause his presence to come in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna call his presence to come in. Maybe you might be down and out. You might be something heavy on your heart, and you come over here, it might be some kind word. It might be some inspiring word, a testimony. It might be something, a song or say or something. Maybe one of us said something to inspire you to help you along in this day. Because I don't care what nobody says. Sometimes I just wake up, be sad. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When I hear some of y'all boys. When I hear some of y'all, I hear the love out of some of y'all boys. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I truly believe this here. Love resides over here. I really believe that, because look at the title of the ministry name, God's Plan.
Mm-hmm.
What is God's plan? You just read it. Salvation. He brought his Son down here with love. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son to us, and whosoever believe in him should not perish. Man, I'm telling you something. If somebody could stretch his hand on a tree like that and sit there and know he could have called down angels to stop that, but he lay there in submission and humbled himself to death for you and I, and we want to be mad at each other. Let me tell you something. Who got that right? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Whoever made you mad yesterday, whoever made you mad this morning, whoever made you mad 10 years ago, man, don't let that go to sleep, because God might call one of us home. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God might transition us right now. You never know. I said, man, I wanted to tell my mama this. I want to tell my brother this. I didn't get to say this to Brother Reverend Henry. I didn't get to say this to Eric, man. And I wish I would have said it. That's why we got to quit that and let God's will be done, my brothers and sisters. I'm sorry, brother,
that's
man.
It,
but I had to inject that. You know?
Come on with it.
Because if you can back up with me, it was something you said. If you can back up with me a little bit, I think we was over there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are we over there?
Oh yeah.
When you said if God is in you.
Oh yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's what you say that all day. If God is in you, Reverend Him. If he's in you. Now, I'm not saying he's not gonna get mad. Somebody make you know, they're gonna do this here and that. But somewhere down the line, Doc, somewhere down the line, if you got a communication with God, that person made you mad. You know what? You can pray to God to help you with that, and turn that mad to love, all over again, man. All over again. All over again. Because I believe I don't be on that long. But let me tell you, I'm gonna say some of us be on the phone. You know what I'm talking about? And we bound to say something wrong. Oh, cause we got two prayer lips and a tongue. So we bound to say something wrong. You know what I'm talking about? But don't charge it to my head. I mean my heart.
Yeah.
Just charge it to my head. Did I say that right?
Go,
charge it to my head, but not my heart. Did I say that right? You know, sometimes we're going to say something wrong. But that just because human nature, because the man get in the way. But don't charge it to my heart, because if you know that I'm trying to help you or we're trying to help each other, eventually God will let one of us know that something is wrong. How can we mend this? I don't know why I'm here. How can we mend this? You hear me talking about this? How can we mend this? Because Brother Randy said a testimony. I said a testimony. I believe we ain't on two have a testimony. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all might not be graphic as much as that was, but let me tell you something. If we could take a little bitty grain of salt and be so mad, we'll turn it into a big eel. You know what I'm talking about? Because we didn't make it that big. We didn't make it that much over our life. I don't want nothing to have that much authority on my life. You know what I'm talking about? I love... In spite of, man, they say, well, I'm God going to put you on the test. He's testing me every day. You know why? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And if he trusts you, Brother Randy, if he ain't trusting you, if you ain't had a trial and you ain't had no tribulation, one of the guys said, if he ain't bumped you along the day, a couple of days out of the day, you might be walking close to him. You know what I'm talking about? You don't have to be nothing to you. You know what I'm talking about? Let me leave alone, man.
God,
let the church.
God don't want no punk souls. He wants somebody that's been through it.
Yeah.
He wants somebody that's been that got a testimony. That. I mean,
God,
I take my heart off. I had no problem with your life.
Yes, sir.
Or no heartache, or no pain. But God,
yes, sir.
I if you don't recall, I had this vision years ago, Rev, about.
Yes,
God raised arm. That ain't gonna be like the traditional church folk. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on, man. Come on now. You better help yourself.
Years ago, if Brother Deer, I think Brother Deer and Brother Tim can acknowledge that I had this vision of God raising up people that's not gonna be like the traditional church folk. They're not gonna be like. And then I went to church one Sunday, Rev. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I don't know why we did like
you
said. I went to church after I saw that vision years ago, and it was a guy in church, right? And this guy, he had tattoos all over his face and all over his arms. He had hairstyles, and, you know, he was smelling like weed, Rev. When the Holy Spirit came over him, help me with this, man. He praised God with all boldness in his heart. And I had this vision of God raising up an army that's not going to be like the traditional church folk. It's going to be that wino you see standing on the corner when you go in the party store, or that crackhead. That you know, the neighborhood crackhead or the neighborhood prostitute. help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to be people that, it's going to be people that he can use that can testify of his goodness and his mercy that they brung him through and through, real. That's going to be well polished, and when they come and serve the Lord, they're going to have a testimony.
Right.
I think that this years and years ago, right? Years and years ago, the word of God came to me, and I can recall it clear this day. It's not going to be the traditional church folk. It's not going to be who you think it's going to be, man. It's going to be people
come on now.
Been through some things in their life.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
God's going to use them the same way you use Paul, the same way you use everybody else, Reverend.
Yeah.
Well, can I read something?
Come on, brother. Come on with it. I need it.
I guess we're on the back line. See, we're on the back line. You know what I'm saying? We're on the back line, right? We're on the front line. Back line. Hey, Luke over there. Luke chapter 14, right?
Luke chapter 14.
I mean, just what you said now. I'm trying to see can we put this thing together now.
Come on,
you know what I'm talking about? Let's see can we put it together. Huh?
Luke 14.
You with me?
I'm here, brother. I'm with you.
And you can go all the way down. I'm going to skip a little bit. Let's go down to 12, right?
Okay.
Right?
Yep. I'm right there with you.
Now I'm shooting hooky, right? So I got to get off the phone, right? But let me do this here. Let me read this, and you can read it wherever, because I'm gonna tag out. You know, you and Rev, y'all can do something with this. I believe y'all can do something with this. Look what it says. Then said he also to him that bed. Look what it says him. When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, call not thy friend, nor thy brethren, nor thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbor. Oh, I'm in the house, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Also be thee again. He said, recompense be made thee. You know, and look, he said, but when thou makest a feast, call the poor. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm in the house,
yeah,
y'all. The maimed.
Oh, you in the
The lame.
Come on.
The blind.
On.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be at the resurrection of justice. Now,
I was thinking
what you were saying a while ago in your in your little Discord, you were saying that we're going to be surprised.
Oh, we're going to be surprised.
You know what I'm talking about?
But
God ain't going to let you like no fool, Randy. It's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
The book said he going to get, I'm going to just do it. Let me kind of put it in a nutshell. He going to get some ordinary people.
Oh,
he said the blind, the lame. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, watch this, Brother Randy. Watch the one's got the tattoos, man. The one's got the weed in their pocket, Randy. The rigs in their arms, Randy. The in his pocket, Randy. He gonna get them. He said, I want them to come. I don't want them other ones, you know. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we try to teach in the church. You got to come out them four walls, man. You got to come out. This ministry, the Bible said, the harvest is plenty, but the labels are few.
Labels.
Now, we could be in church, we could be having fun, man. We could be hollering and praising God. But when we get outside where we at right now, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When we get among, everybody say hallelujah, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
you know, they need
to
be witnessed to. They need to be shown.
Some
of them look at you and say, hey, man, don't you know when you walking right and you got God and you don't have to say a word. They can tell, man. You know, the spirits know that God dwells in you, man. You know, the spirit know. Sometimes when the spirit, when you walk up to somebody, your countenance, your prosper, your walk, to make that spirit on the inside of him look at you different, man. I had a person look at me and say, it's something about you. I said, I hope it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might get that later on.
Yeah.
Jesus my book says it's red, right? Yours is red, Brother Red. I don't know about red. He might have told that page down.
Yeah.
Yours is red. Okay, then. Now watch this here. Now Jesus said, I don't want you to go, because you can go get Brother Randy, he'll pay you back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can get Eric Bryan, he'll pay you back. You can get old Reverend Henry over there, he'll pay you back. I don't want you to invite them to this supper. You know what I'm talking about? I want you to go get them blind folks. I want that boy got that rig in his arm. You know, I want you to want to cutting up that cane and smoking up that. I want some kind of folks in my house, man. He said, when you do this, now I can't get no practice on this. He said, when you do this, that last part, you might. I want you to, I better hurry up because they're going to put me out the church. Look what it says. Thou shalt recompense. That's what he said. Don't put me out the church, man. But thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection. Look what he said. Look, it said, of the judge. Now, I want you to read yours, Brother Rand. That was 14. I read the B clause there. The B clause, you got a comma, you got a period. You know, I read the B clause, and it said, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the judge. So your might say repaid. So I labor. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I labor. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, I wish y'all could see me when I'm doing my... Our labor, man, what we doing, it's building us up to see Jesus. He wants us to click on our... Now, it's all right to ask somebody to believe to come around. That's beautiful. But man, we need to start asking people don't believe. When last time you invite somebody to have a problem? When last time you call on somebody and say, man, won't you come on God's plan with me? Won't you come to church with me? You know what I'm talking about? Invite them in. You know what I'm talking about? They ain't going to have no three-piece suit on. They ain't going to have no tight, watch this here, provocative dress on, titties hanging out, and you see all the kids. Mm-hmm. They're all in the church now, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, we don't know if it's a club or what sometimes, but come on in, we want you to come on in, because we know a God. He will clean you up.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go, man. I got to go, because I think I'm...
You know,
gonna...
I
messed up. I'm
like that, man.
I messed up.
I like that, man.
But you know what, man? I don't want to stop there because, man, I better sit up. Look what he said, Brother Randy. And when one of them that sat in meet with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed,
bless
help me, Holy Spirit, is he that shall eat bread in what?
Oh, yeah.
The kingdom of God. Oh, help
me.
And when one of them that sat and met with him and heard these things and said unto him, blessed is he that eats.
Oh,
help me. Somebody talking about what's love? In the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we kingdom building over here, brother. We kingdom building. And we don't say nobody else. Hey, watch this here. It ain't because we ain't preached it. It ain't because we ain't taught it. It's because the people's heart is not receptive. Because the word is going out, man. Oh, help me,
God, God.
It's going out. As I teach. As you preach, as you teach, the word is going out. It won't be because we ain't said it, because God can take us right today. He said, what did you say to him, man? What did you say to him, Brother Randy? What did you say to him, Reverend Henry? What did you do? Then they want to hear from those who listen. What did you hear? Did you retain it? Are you trying to put it in your life? How can you make yourself or get a little closer to the Lord? I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. I'm not saying that by far, because when you perfect, trust me, sister, trust me, brother, you're going to be in the presence of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you're in this body, you're going to walk in perfection. As long as you're talking, you're going to make mistakes. As long as you got eyes, you're going to mess up. But let me tell you something, but when you see his face, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm almost going home. When you see his face.
Oh, yeah.
I think I see heaven now. When you see his face. Well, I can get heaven all
that's
by
right.
myself with this one. When you see his face, boy, you knew my story.
That's
Brother
right.
Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what you listen to? Come on, brother.
You,
let me get out of this.
Gotcha.
While we roll.
Oh, yeah.
Can I read that 15 again? Can I read that?
Come on, brother.
This for me here. This ain't for nobody. I'm by myself with this one. He said, when one of them that sat and met with him heard these things and said unto him, blessed is he that what?
Yes,
that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Oh, help me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm truly through with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going home to see Jesus. I'm going to tell you right now. I just got another little grandbaby. I know I probably not see that grandbaby get 50 or 40 and all that old stuff. I got enough sense. I know I got more years behind me. I know I ain't going to have before me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so
Lord.
I got enough sense to know that I got to prepare myself to see Jesus. So while I'm on the way, I want to encourage you with me. Don't you know he's coming back? Oh, yes. He's coming back. He's not going.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing so. Hey, man, people are leaving real rapidly right now. They leaving at a speed right now. It ain't like it used to be. People are dying by the thousands. That's closer to us now. It used to be far, but now it's getting closer and closer and closer. Oh, brother, death angels passing. Oh, yeah, we got that blood around our doorpost. Oh, yeah, like he did. He ain't going to keep on passing. It's going to come the time he's going to call you home. Do you know where you're going? Do you feel like you know where you're going? If you don't, let me introduce you to somebody who can save you. In his name is Jesus. Oh, I know I'm right about it. He did something for it, Randy. He went to Calvary. He got up and he stood up there and let them people do what he did, and he died. You know he died. Yeah, he did. Surely he died. And he went to a grave, Brother Reverend Henry. They don't know where I'm going, Reverend. He went to a grave, Reverend Henry. He went there Friday, Reverend Henry, and he stayed there all night Friday. And all day Saturday. But somebody been around the book a little while. Yeah, then one Sunday morning, he got up with all the
So
you and I, we got activity to that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a commitment.
That's right.
That we're going to go out and teach and preach God's word. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Yeah.
And watch this here. And you can't do nothing about it.
Nothing about it.
If nobody told you today, you ain't love you, I love you. If you need some candy to satisfy you, I hope you get it. I hope you get your card.
Mm-hmm.
But please get Jesus. There's no greater love than Jesus. There's no greater love than Jesus. He can be that brother that you lost. He can be that mother that you lost. He could be that father that you lost. He could be that cousin that you lost. He could be that granny that you lost. Anything you think you missing right now, he can provide.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it because I miss a lot of my loved ones. But I know if I live right, if I keep my hand in the master's hand, I know I'm above my head. But soon and very soon, he going to cover it all up and say, brother, well done. My faithful servant. You was over a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, what, Brother Randy? I'm gonna make a rule of a minute thing. I know I'm right about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know I'm right about it. Let me leave that thing alone, man, because I might can't talk no more this year. I keep doing this thing.
Hey, Rand, we be in that thing all. We be in that thing for the next few days right there. Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love to take you home. Love to take you home, brother. Love to take you home. Love calls you to look at some things that you probably wouldn't look at. Now, I can say this here. Brother Randy probably can say this here. Reverend Henry probably can say this. You got to have your own testimony.
That's right.
To be something that God, if it had not, if God ain't did nothing for you, look in the mirror. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you can see yourself in the mirror, thank God. if you can breathe, thank God. If you got the activities of your limb, thank God. Hey, if you can go outside and say, what car I'm going to drive? Thank God. If you can go in your house and say, what room I'm going to sleep in? Thank God. If you got a job, if you got a job, let me do it one more time. If you got a job, thank God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Don't thank your resume. Don't thank your presentation that you gave to the people. Thank God. Because he did it. And he's worthy to be praised. Magnify the Lord, because he's worthy to be praised. Quit putting yourself up there like you done everything. No, it was him. He gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody know what I'm talking about. He gave it to us.
That's right.
Oh, somebody said, man, I had one dude say, man, I ain't give but 25 cents raise. Oh, you better be thanking God.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 years and get a raise.
Yes,
you better be thanking God.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't tell me about the raise. You, you saved the wrong place, crying about rain. I said, you got 25, mm-hmm. thank God.
Look,
you, if you look at that 25 cents over a whole year, think about it. Just do the math. You know what I'm talking about? And see what you really got.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Let me let you low.
Yes, sir.
To God be the glory. Ooh, boy, y'all got me all messed up. I got to get out of here for y'all putting me out of here, man. I'm gone, Reb. I'm gone, bro. I'm gone.
God bless you, brother.
I got to get off in here, man. I'm going to say this and really be gone. I love you, brothers, man. I enjoy being with you guys.
Man.
I'm sure hooking right now. They probably call me like, where are you? I ain't seen him in the house. Let me get out of here, man. I'm still in time, man. Let me get out of here, man. I love you, brothers, man.
All right,
brothers. Love you back. Love you back. Amen.
Bye.
Yeah.
Rev, you can open up the lines. Everybody got anything to say, anything?
Put
prayer
you on,
request, but... anything, man. We can open it up. If not, we can get on out of here. It's been a blessed, a blessed morning.
We thank him. Thank him for his love. And, man, if there be one, we hear it too. Be a blessing, however, whether it's me prayer, understanding, or just to tell God, thank you. We hear. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Martha. She says then that love revealed. We know how much God loves us because he sent his son to save us. Praise the Lord. Jesus is not only merely a token of love, hallelujah, like a rose passes from one person to another. He is the divine human who willingly gave his life so that anyone who believes in him for salvation can have an everlasting covenant relationship with God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're looking for love, you find it in Jesus. If you're looking for hope, if you're looking for understanding, oh, hallelujah. If you're looking for a way to be made, hallelujah. If you're hungry and you're thirsty after just want to be right, hallelujah. Here's the bread of life. Hallelujah. Here's that water where you won't thirst anymore. This is love revealed. Hallelujah. We know how much God loves us because he sent his son to save us. Hallelujah. A matter of love, she also sends in. A matter of love counts as loss. Hallelujah. Each day. Count as lost each day you have not used in loving God. Oh, wow. Count as lost each day you have not used in loving God. You're missing out, in other words. Who shall love the Lord? You shall love the Lord. Mark 12, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And Deuteronomy 6, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When our desires for God dominion, our hearts, hallelujah. When our desires for God to dominate our hearts, our minds, we will stay focused on how ways to serve him, on how actions we further his kingdom and our on earth as we live in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you don't do that, you count as lost each day. You're losing when you don't love God. You're losing when you don't understand that it is because of God, not because of we ourselves. But because of God, we are the way that we are. If we would be holy at any time, it is because of God, hallelujah, who consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what he had for us, even in the word this day. It is because of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Love revealed and a matter of love. Thank you, Amy, for those beautiful blessings. Thank you, Brother Randy, Reverend Brian, for God using you this morning. We praise God. Thank you. Even we thank the Lord for Valentine's Day. But God is the ultimate lover. He taught us how to love. Hallelujah. Even one another. We praise God. We thank him for this day, our what we call our daily bread. Question was asked, shall man live by bread alone? But he shall live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us. Thank you, Lord, for renewing us. Thank you, Lord, for stirring us up. Hallelujah. Oh, this day we call Valentine's Day. God bless you. And happy Valentine's Day to all that would celebrate. But as you celebrate, remember, hallelujah, God in your celebration. God bless you. Mm-hmm. There'll be no pushes of the one, buddy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, there'll be no pushes. We'll thank God for what he has done. Brother Randy, you there? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we'll pray. Praise the Lord. We'll pray and thank God. Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We should thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love this day. Oh, Father God, through all our time, and hallelujah, you have shown your love. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us to be receptive of your love, and bless us to take that love that you showed to us, Father God. Bless us to show it to a dying world that you yet live. Thank you for your love, Lord, and thank you for loving us, and bless us that we may love someone else, hallelujah, with the mercy. Love someone else with grace. Love someone else with the agape love, and have patience with one another. Have self-control with one another. Be kind, gentle to one another. Be long-suffering with one another. Hallelujah. With your love, God, with your joy, with your peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Most of all, thank you for your love. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, bless the messengers and the messages on this day. Jesus, thank you for all those that called in and played a part to make this service to be what you would have it to be in Jesus' name. We just love you, Lord, and we thank you. The name of Jesus is our prayer. Hallelujah. We ask that you hear us. Hear our prayer, oh Lord, and grant us thy peace. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Lord. It's been good to us. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Around here.
Yes, sir.
I just got back on everything. I've been just pray for me today. I've been broke down all morning. I'm still trying to get together over here.
Okay.
I just called back in. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we. I just gave the closing prayer, so you can play a song in there.
Okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
With Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down, and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway.
Face the fact.
Face the fact.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your faith loose.
Turn your faith loose.
He will bring you out.
He'll bring you out.
And give you. Question God.
So don't question God.
Just accept.
Just accept.
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 What God allows.
I kept on writing, Karen. Kept on writing, Jackie.
Except
what God allows.
What God allows. Even you, when you don't understand it, it's working for your good.
Accept every trial.
Except